It's Blown Off, powered by Simply Healthcare Plans.
Hot 101.5. It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Being blown off, ugh, it sucks. You go out with someone and you think that it was a great time, but apparently you're the only one that thought that because they have ghosted you.
Larry, and that's where you are right now with Tessa. But let's go back to the beginning. How did you two meet?
Yeah, for sure. So we met actually on Bumble.
Okay.
Where was the first date?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we decided we were going to go out for some drinks in Clearwater.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we were going to just, I guess, sort of play it by ear, see if we wanted to grab some dinner, which we ended up doing. We went just like a couple doors down from where we were getting drinks. Yeah, I don't know. Like, we seemed to be having a pretty good time. We were laughing a lot when we were having drinks and stuff. I was really into it. We're both actually grads of UT. We walked back to the bar afterwards because that's where our cars were. And I was, thinking maybe going for like maybe one more drink after, but that didn't end up happening, which is fine. We were both driving, so I've been trying to get a hold of her now, and I don't know. It's been no contact.
Oh, man. Okay. Well,
I
want to figure this out for you because it sounds like you had a good time. You know what? You hang tight. We'll do the talking, and we will figure out what is going on with Tessa, okay?
Great. Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tessa?
This is.
Hey, Tessa. It's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5, and right now, we have you on the radio, on the air in Tampa Bay. Is it okay if we can continue chatting with you?
Okay.
Awesome. Listen, I don't want to take up too much of your time, Tessa, but we actually heard about a date that you went on because we are a mutual acquaintance of Larry, and he said he's trying to get a hold of you for another date, but Tessa, he can't, and we were able to. So, I mean, what's going on here?
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Kind of hilarious because my roommate and I were talking about the date I had with him, and she was like, you're going to wind up on Blown Off.
What?
No, she didn't. Oh, my God.
She totally said that.
Oh, dear.
So that's what this is.
Yep. Here you are.
Oh, dear.
I'm like laughing, but actually it's not that funny. So it is, though, but it's not. So wait, I mean, did you blow him off on purpose?
We have talked about the fact that I am a vegan, and I have been one for like at least 10 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And like we had discussed that. So I was sort of like, if we go to dinner, this is like my thing. I send him some places that I like, some restaurants and that have good food for like vegans and non-vegan, like have both, But we wound up at this steakhouse and it was like even that kind of place where you can like pick out your type of steak that you look through the little glass.
Oh,
or whatever.
My,
like, I want that
way. Goodness. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, now this makes a little more sense. Well, Tessa, we actually have Larry on the phone, as you know.
Oh, dear.
Larry.
Yeah.
Did you miss that message about Tessa being a vegan?
And she gave you some suggestions.
No. Okay. So, like, the places that you sent were all these just like Mexican places, and they just, I honestly thought you were just being like, I don't want you to spend a lot of money on me, like on the first date, but like they weren't like nice places, if this is going to be like our first date, like I wanted to go to like a nice place. And like, I did look at the menu ahead of time for the steakhouse, and like, it looked like they had some good salads and stuff. I picked it because it was like kind of more like upscale type place.
Well, I mean, like, the reason I picked Mexican or, like, was suggesting that is because, everyone likes it, and, B, like, there's a way more variety for someone who's a vegan to be able to order there, you know? Like,
I feel like this is one of those...
You weren't really paying attention.
Yeah, well, that's no good.
I mean, because you do see, Larry, how taking a vegan to a steakhouse, I mean, it's like taking them to the slaughterhouse and being like, oh, we're just here for a quick little tour.
Oh, geez.
I mean, that's, that's not going to be the best atmosphere for a first date.
Being vegan is like, I don't know, it's like, it's not just a diet or a life, it's like it's a backbone of your kind of worldview and the way that you like approach being on the planet. I mean, not to be like dramatic about it or whatever, but I just sort of was like, he just doesn't get that.
See, I feel like my mind just got popped open just now. That's actually a really great way to put it.
So, I mean, Larry, are you open to this? I mean, would you be willing to, we can send you all on a second date that's more comfortable to Tessa?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just didn't really, you know, I just figured like a salad would be fine. I don't know. This is all like pretty new to me.
I'm sorry. Like, Larry, you are just like super cute and very sweet, but I just think, you know, it's not really compatible. And, you know, I wish you the best, but I don't think so. But I'm also like totally hoping that my roommate Brittany heard me on the radio. Hey, girl.
Okay. All right.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off.
Listen every weekday morning at 7:45 and 8:45 only.
Only on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.